Here you are, the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 17, where in 52 weeks we'll read the entire Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. If this is your first time, fantastic. I'm really glad that you've decided to join us. I hope you like what you hear and that you'll subscribe to the show so that you won't miss an episode. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com in case you'd like to contact me. I'd love to hear from you. Today's Wednesday, so we're going to read from the book of Psalms, chapters 6 through 8. Because of copyrights, I usually read different Bible translations for each chapter. If you're interested in knowing which translations are used each day, that info will be on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for the episode number, in this case, episode 18. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 6. O Lord, do not speak sharp words to me in your anger, or punish me when you are angry. Be kind to me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are shaken. My soul is in great suffering. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord. Set my soul free. Save me because of your loving kindness. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who gives you praise from the grave? I am tired of crying inside myself. All night long my pillow is wet with tears. I flood my bed with them. My eye has grown weak with sorrow. It has grown old because of all who hate me. Go away from me, all you who sin, for the Lord has heard the sound of my crying. The Lord has heard my cry for help. The Lord receives my prayer. All those who hate me will be ashamed and worried. They will run away. They will be put to shame right away. Psalms chapter 7. You, Lord God, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions attacking a victim, and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I have done any of this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them trample me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. Attack my furious enemies. See that justice is done. Make the nations come to you as you sit on your throne above them all. Our Lord, judge the nations. Judge me and show that I am honest and innocent. You know every heart and mind, and you always do right. Now make violent people stop, but protect all of us who obey you. You, God, are my shield, the protector of everyone whose heart is right. You see that justice is done, and each day you take revenge. Whenever your enemies refuse to change their ways, you sharpen your sword and string your bow. Your deadly arrows are ready with flaming tips. An evil person is like a woman about to give birth to a hateful, deceitful, and rebellious child. Such people dig a deep hole, then fall in it themselves. The trouble they cause comes back on them, and their heads are crushed by their own evil deeds. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. I will sing about you, the Lord Most High. Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Sometimes it is good to be reminded of God's majesty, isn't it? Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, in all the universe. In chapters 6 and 7, David today is in anguish, but he does not forget how incredible and awesome God is in chapter 8. Beloved, always remember to take time to worship God for who He is and how great He is. Not because He needs to hear it, but because we need to remind ourselves that we are loved by such an incredibly astonishing God. I'm so glad you joined me today. If you'd like to email me, I'd love to hear from you at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And don't forget, you'd do me a great favor if you'd go over to the iTunes store, the Apple Podcast app, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. If they have a place to write reviews, leave a review for the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'd appreciate it. And I'll see you tomorrow when we read from the book of Job, chapters 5 and 6. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.